Well, my dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, shatterthedarkness.net on the web for your information. Hundreds of downloads. There it is, all for you. Listen, we're here tonight, Monday night, November the 30th. November the 30th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've got a four-part series this week. The overall topic is entitled Glimpses of Actual Future History. Glimpses of Actual Future History. And that's what we're going to look into. Now, Monday night, that's tonight, we're going to touch on this. This is the title for Monday. The finite, the infinite, omnipresence, omniscient, guessing or actual future history. On Tuesday night, 7 p.m., survivetothrive.net. Does the future already exist? Contingencies, theoretical futures, and what will occur? Wednesday night, 6 p.m., does Satan himself know more about biblical prophecy than most? And why? And then Friday night at 6 p.m., we're going to do, the title for that night is, Are you seen in actual biblical prophecy? That's right, thousands and thousands and thousands of you listening right now. Are you seen in actual biblical prophecy and the assurance that biblical prophecy gives us? We'll take a look at that. And so we're going to be into a big week. And it's like right now, God knew your future. God knew whether you'd listen here and now, or whether you would download the archives later on this week. And all of it is known. There is an omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent, engagement concerning the future. Let's ask the question right now. Is the future bigger than God, or is God bigger than the future? I think that the answer is self-evident, but let me ask it again just to get you thinking. Is God bigger than the future, or is the future bigger than God? Now, that's a big question. That's a big issue. And I hope that you'll begin to think through some of these things. We've already had a question on the issue of, can the finite evolve and become infinite in occult spiritual, evolution? The evolution of humanity, spoken of by occult sources, seems to promise that somehow the finite can become at least deity. Infinite is something that we need to discuss tonight, Monday night, again, November the 30th. Listen, this is the last night, the last day for this month, that the entire book of Daniel is offered to you free. Now listen, there are hundreds of downloads, and I'm noticing about 120,000 downloads of our materials or more on a monthly basis. That means all over the world. We're finding in China and Russia, Europe, all over the place. We're going to keep providing more and more and more every single week. And I've got an incredible new series coming up. I'll tell you about it in a moment, but right now, just so you know, that we will be doing the Book of Daniel just today. After today, that link will be taken down. The only thing we ever charge for are some of the courses. And because we just simply have refused to put on big spiels and so forth about the support and all that kind of stuff. You can check that out for yourself. That's all we're going to say. Simply to say that there's a few things that we do charge for, but hundreds and hundreds of downloads are all free. And as a matter of fact, the series on the rise of Homo Satanus, with a brand new one that we just put up this last week, that's all free. That's going to be about 55 hours ultimately. There is a series on discernment, ESP versus HSP, a series on Psy Wars, and then the new series coming up is also going to be free. So listen, there's a lot of things that we have out there for you. And instead of December being a month where we offer another one of the courses, we're going to put up another series or set of 31 Days Ablaze. Now, that series will be a series that deals with how to. how to know Christ, how to know his power, how to know authority in Christ, how to do spiritual warfare, how to know the sequence of satanic evolution, how to win a soul to Christ, how to be powered up in Christ, how to know the difference between the power of Satan and the supernatural working of God. So it's going to be a lot of how-tos for the month of December, starting tomorrow. So 31 Days Ablaze, December. And we hope that it's practical, but experiential. You got to dig in. All believers in Christ can grow more and more powerful, and I pray that's what's happening in your life, especially in the days that we are living. We're living in supernatural days, and I'm going to tell you again, unprecedented supernatural days that we are living in. And it's only going to get deeper, broader, wider, with the corresponding manifestation of satanic presence and powers. We are going to feel the dismantling, the destabilization of the environment, of the economic system, of political systems. There's going to be a whole lot of chaos cracking in, and then eventually a massive chaos before what all of us know. All of us know this. I believe this. All of us know this. A one world order, a globalism. It is coming, and there is a spirit behind every single iota of the coming globalism. Again, if you're new, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Steve Quayle had given us now time here at the 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night, and wanted us to list it as Shatter the Darkness. So we have put it out there as the voice of Shatter the Darkness. We are archiving all of these, so you can go to the archives and get them later, too, or download them, send them around to friends. And then Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Steve still has survivetothrive.net, and I get the Tuesday night guest host 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock hour. Of course, Steve still has the Best of Steve Quayle on Friday night, and we encourage you to continue to check that out. Many of you, by the thousands and hundreds of thousands across Canada, the UK, Australia, United States, listen, are gathering in the information, trying to read the signs and the times of things that are going on. And I want you to know that there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that sense, that ominous sense of people who are saying they can feel it in the air. They can see the approach of the end coming. And so this week, for four of these one-hour segments, we're going to deal with the overall topic, glimpses of actual future history. We're going to take a look at it. Now, we have a live show on Sunday nights, too. You can check that out. We're going to deal with five glimpses of actual... This is you cannot alter this. This is irrevocable. We're going to take a look at five out of probably 25, but about five things that are coming for the future. They're going to be actual human history. Nobody's going to change them. All the contingencies have already been dealt with. Whenever God speaks about future events, about what is going to occur, and he gives the insight of the actual and even details about that future history, well, let me tell you something. That's when we realize the nature of the infinite God, the infallible nature of prophetic revelation coming from Scripture, and again, given by the Spirit of God. It is infallible. It is unchangeable. It is unstoppable. Though I'm going to tell you right now that some of the prophetic events of the past and some of the massive prophetic events of the future are, there is a war developing. There is a development from the underground. As a matter of fact, You could think through this for a moment, but I'm going to tell you right now that every ounce of globalism, the entire reason for the coming chaos, and the entire reason for the political and military systems that will emerge in those final 7 years, all of it has to do with a dark, dark satanic plot to stop the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. There are things that are prophesied that the fallen cherub and the entire dark side knows. And I'm telling you right now that part of the motivation, part of the sequence of the satanic agenda is based on building what can be built to stop what God has said is going to occur. Now, we're going to take a look into that in these next 4 sessions, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I may be doing some of this broadcast live from Tennessee. I have a mother in the hospital we're going to see, and so we're going to be down there probably. We thought we'd be down there already, but in dealing with everything, we weren't able to go, and we needed to wait, and we're just trying to find out all the details so we can arrange things with family and so forth. So anyway, we're going to be down there probably giving some of this live from Tennessee. So we're glad to know that we have folks in Tennessee that are listening. Matter of fact, from all over the world, and I appreciate many of you from England. It seems like those in England are the primary ones that will write in and let us know. Let us know if you're listening or where you're listening from. I'd love to hear where you're listening from, whether it's Australia, Canada, the islands. Wow, we have some places that are massively remote that people listen to, and the downloads from Preemption Broadcast Podomatic that we do are going down right there by the Vatican in Rome and in China and in Russia and Finland and Norway and about 60 other countries and places. Some very, very remote areas also. So we're glad to know that you are, again, listening. And it looks like this year there may be about 1,500,000 direct downloads of the one-hour training sessions and broadcasts, let alone the live, what we're doing right now. And listen, we're live right now with you. We're glad to be here. We know this is a supernatural hour. It's been prayed over. We know that there's a lot of believers in Christ that listen. A lot of those also that listen are searchers. They're researching, they're looking, they're knowing that there is conspiracy and strange things occurring. 2012ers and researchers of the Mayan prophecies and New Agers and psychics. And listen, even remote viewers, and we're glad to have all of you coming and taking a listen, because it does affect you. This information that we're bringing out does come. And I'm going to tell you without any shame at all to say that Jesus Christ is alive. He's living in my life. He's the Savior of the world, my friends. He's the one that came for the entire world, and he's knowable, and his power is receivable, and there is still the offer right now in human history of great favor and grace and mercy and love from God. And I want you to know right now, it's possible to know God personally. Listen, I've known the other side of the fence, but when Christ came into my life and the Spirit of God came into my life, well, listen, that's a whole nother, well, that's the other side of the fence. So for the Satanists and Luciferians, a lot of the deep New Agers that are involved in the, well, even promotion of the spiritual evolution of humanity to a new consciousness, what I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to shock you, but I hope that it will cause you to test the spirits to see whether they've come from God. There is a massive push, not for the transmutation of humanity. There's a powerful blinding. And I'm telling you right now, prophesied out of ancient biblical revelation. The Spirit of God has said consistently that in the end of days, it will be unprecedented seduction, unprecedented supernatural manifestation, but it will involve counterfeit. It will involve imposters. It will involve planned and purposed supernatural deception. And I'm telling you, moved in my heart by the grace of God is this sense of, I hate to see this deception. I hate to see this seduction. I hate to see it in the physical realm when people cheat and lie and steal from one another. But I'm telling you right now, there is a massive cheating, stealing, lying when it comes to the spiritual side. There's a reason why this coming supernatural world leader is called the Antichristu, the Antichrist. And when I hear worldwide talk show hosts and audience discuss the Antichrist, when many of them are not even believers in the real Christ, and they believe that Antichrist is coming, then we need to say, listen, hey, heads up. The reason for the Antichrist is because there is a real one. Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah chapter 6. All through Isaiah, 700 years before Christ came into the world, there are prophecies about his birth, prophecies about his life, prophecies about his name, Emmanuel, and prophecies about his suffering and the cross and what he would do. And I think it's important that we look into the prophecies because, listen, all week long, we're talking about the future. I mean, right now you are listening. I planned to be here tonight. I assumed I would be on live tonight. We had the power go out in this house today twice, early morning, mid-afternoon. I'm on the phone with a CPA and it all goes out. But I planned. Here I am, prepared, prayed up, ready to share. But you and I, you know we cannot control the future. There are four police officers up there in Seattle that are gone now. They were sitting at the coffee house and they were getting all the reports ready. When I was a police chaplain, I used to sit with those officers when they were preparing their stuff and getting ready for the day. And, they're not ready to fight or battle. They're sitting there drinking coffee, getting ready, talking. And it looks like somebody who planned and plotted and said in advance that he was going to do it. Well, went in and shot them, killed all four police officers, like the shooter at Fort Hood. This is massive damage. This is massive, massive destruction. It's one thing to say again in the heart of fallen man that there is evil that can be given into and that people can do. There's another side to all of this in the end of days, this constant picture of shooters taking out as many as they can, plotting and planning. Well, that's why we've written that book, The Black Awakening, dealing with the coming onslaught. And I've said in the book, and I'll say it again, that in thousands of places, this kind of thing is going to happen in the future when the real rebellion kicks off. And when that rebellion kicks off, it is a marker. It is an absolute instantaneous marker that the apocalypse of the Antichrist is just around the corner. We're talking weeks away. So does this mean that the Black Awakening has begun? No, not yet. There's going to be no mistaking the concept of culture-wide chaos. Shootings and bombings and the electrical grids going down across the board. We're talking about something that has never happened in the United States. Oh, it'll affect Canada. It'll affect Australia, England, all of Europe, because behind it is the entire force of supernatural power, planning, plotting. The Bible calls it a secret power of lawlessness. Well, we're going to talk about that as we get into these glimpses. If you want to write me during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. But let me say again, the book of Daniel, in all those hours, today is the final day to download those free. And a new series will be going up starting tomorrow, 31 Days Ablaze. And they'll be a little bit shorter, but there will be 31 days. Now, I'm planning on it. this last 2 months, I cannot tell you how many times we had planned to do a number of things. And just absolutely have seen the battle go back and forth and back and forth. Even the Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Thessalonians that he had planned to come and visit some people on a missions trip. But then he says, but Satan stopped us. In the mix of all that is going on, there is a satanic agenda and there is a redemptive agenda. There is heaven's agenda that is about the reaching the globe. Listen, it involves the person, the presence, the love of God, the passion of God. And you may be listening by the providence of God because God wants you. God already knows you. God knows all about your life. And he knows whether you know him or not. That's what the cross is all about. To break the barrier and bring us into not only a immediate personal relationship with God, but my friends, it involves the future. It involves eternity. It does. Everlasting life. And this is what the infinite can give. The finite cannot, and we're going to deal with the difference. Now, I'm going to tell you quickly here, before we get into the body of the message today, that we're doing a brand new series. You can go to, again, shatterthedarkness.net, the website. You'll see under where it says Update News and Coming Events, click on where it says An Aggressive Approach. An Aggressive Approach, subtitled Engaging the Demonization of Just About Everything. Now, I'm going to be sharing this series, which already has begun with 20, there's going to be 20 hours of MP3s. And again, all you have to do is keep that link. It is www.shatterthedarkness.net/aggressive. And so if you go there, you're going to see a series that we're going to start that deals with how to have an aggressive approach in the context of the most unprecedented manifestation, activity, arrival of demonic spirits and their deception, their seduction. We're talking about coven, satanic ritual warfare against churches and leaders. We're talking about, again, what God has said is going to be the most incredible spiritual time, supernatural time in human history. And even though we bring out what the Word of God says concerning the sequence and development and evolution of this unprecedented demonic manifestation to the point later in the book of Revelation with the false prophet, to the point of global counterfeit signs and wonders and a coming global ritual release. I mean, it is the most incredible release of dark supernatural power, energy, presence. It's predicted to occur just prior to Armageddon. For all the military folks and all the political folks right now, let me tell you that there is no, listen, if you're a strategist, there is no Armageddon without the supernatural planetary spiritual wave. Now we'll take a deep look at this in Revelation 16, but we're going to try to give those who are believers, wherever you are, whoever you are, who've come to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, listen, I've always said to occultists and Satanists and Luciferians and those who are deep into the other powers, you know, those experiences are real. There's no question about that. They're real. They really occur. All kinds of stuff. Remote viewers have real experiences. My concern is, and my challenge to you is, The issue is that they don't come from God. And if they don't come from God, what's the source? And for all the millions of believers that have, people all over the world that have just simply accepted the message of God, of Christ, of the transformation and the power of God. Well, we're going to give you a lot of things in this series, an aggressive approach. And I will be literally calling for you and preaching and giving all of the sense of compelling that I'm getting. All of the compelling that I'm getting for the need to ramp up your spiritual life. To become so powerful in prayer, so powerful with the authority of Christ, so powerful in witnessing to the world, so powerful in your stance not to back down from a fallen world, from the old flesh, and from the satanic agenda and attacks. We need to see believers that are so ramped up in the presence and power and might of God. Let me tell you something. When this occurred in the book of Acts, those believers eventually became unstoppable, indefeatable. And they turned cities upside down, literally right side up, in the sense of God's kingdom, the basileia of God arriving in great power, saving and healing and delivering. So you can take a look at that. I'll have the link left up there. And on the newsletter that will go out tomorrow, the first one in December, we used to do four a month, but we've been running into so many things. We've been doing one or two a month. But if you'd like the newsletter that comes, it gives the newest podcast, newest broadcast, newest information. Again, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Take a look at everything there, and then down midway, you'll see how to get a hold of the newsletter. Don't forget this if you're a believer in Christ. I literally got off the phone the other night. I got off the phone with a talk show radio host that was interviewing me. And after we got done with all the questions, I went upstairs. And I was so moved by the Spirit of God concerning the reality that so many believers, so many churches are not where they should be right now, what they could be. That we see very little manifested power of the Spirit of God, of powerful answers, of striking revival of many of the works. And I am just moved by the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of God, to bring a series of 20. We'll see how far it goes. When I usually put up 15 or 20, it's going to end up being 35. But just as the Spirit of God guides and leads. And I'm going to pray right now that the Spirit of God will draw in and really impact all the lives that he knows he wants them to hear this. You know what we're doing right now? We're praying about future events. We're praying that people would be affected in the near future concerning what I think would be a great benefit to their lives. Now, I prayed prior to the show like I always do, and I pray in every direction. And I simply ask God to draw individuals into listening. Wherever in all the world, wherever this broadcast goes, because I know the power of God, the providential arrangement of God. I've seen this happen again and again and again over 36 years. God arranges things. Someone might be listening to an archive or listening live right now, and you think, hey, it's just an accident, a happenstance. But all of a sudden, you feel somewhat of a spiritual grip and mercy and compassion drawing you, speaking to you, speaking to the dead believer, the believer that once was alive but became dead. Now I feel the Spirit, the prophetic Spirit here. Now I feel we're on to something tonight. Here's a word for those who were once alive but have become dead. The bitterness that has set in, the failure that has set in, the sense of defeat that the enemy has convinced your mind and convinced your life. You've come to believe because you've fallen a few times, and in your depression and discouragement, which lowers the shield of faith and allows those flaming arrows to come in, that communication from the enemy. And I'm telling you right now what I feel the Spirit of God is showing me clearly. That for some that I'm talking to right now, or maybe again it's going to be during the archives, it's up to God in the timing. But God is speaking very clearly, I believe, in a sense of a word of knowledge or prophetically. Personally, about your life, someone who listens, but as you have relinquished the work of God to others. You're listening to a voice right now of a man that you're saying that you're basically glad that we're doing what we're doing, but you relinquish the work of God to other people. Because of the defeat in your life, because the enemy has been able to bring lies into your life and bring you down, and you have come to believe the lies, and your emotions and even your physical health is probably affected directly by those lies of the enemy that has taken you down into a deep spiritual depression. In your mind, you believe you can never get up. You can never walk again. You can never go again. And your feelings are affected by what you think and what you believe, and therefore your feelings are telling you that you're just simply dead. Dead. And I want you to know that that doesn't have to be the case. I want you to know that when Satan lies to you and takes you down, and when you begin to believe all those lies that come in, I want to read to you something. And I pray that God will have his effect. Listen, I'm kind of just... we're holding back on the content of the show only because of the Spirit of God's guidance right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can almost... in my spirit, see you. Once you were alive in Christ and you became dead, like the church of Sardis. And God is saying to you now, strengthen what remains and is about to die. Now, I'm reading from one of the old prophets, and I believe this is a word of God for you out of Micah chapter 7. Here's what he says: "But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." Verse 8. "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." Can I read it again? Can I... ask the Father to send the fire of the Spirit of God for you. Can I ask the Lord Jesus to express his authority and power over all the lies of the enemy and all of the work of the enemy and crush it in Jesus' name? And just like when revival strikes churches and regions and nations, may God strike you. Even as I read the words of Micah, chapter 7, verse 8. "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." And I'm telling you right now that God's giving you a specific and personal word about the lies that have kind of crystallized your defeat. And God is also saying that you have given over to it. You've ultimately allowed it, and you're stopping yourself from experiencing the depth and the power and the strength and the might that God can bring into your life. And I know you say in your heart, how could it ever be any different? How could I ever change? What about Saul of Tarsus? How was it that he changed? What about David? What about forgiveness of sin? And God crushing Satan's lies? And God calling you to get up again, strengthen what remains? God simply said to the church of Sardis, to remember what you have received. Christ, the living God inside of you, the indwelling of the Spirit of God, the promises of God, the blood of Jesus. Come on, saint, get up. Get off that deathbed spiritually and rise again. God has things for you to do, let alone the fact that he wants to embrace you, brush away the shame and the blame, the guilt. The blood of Christ cleanses you completely and thoroughly and totally, and the Spirit of God can raise you up that you can embrace in worship. Begin to praise God. Begin to grab hold of Jesus. Remember what you did receive. Remember what you heard. And God says, repent and do that. Obey that. Get up and obey everything you know. Get up and do it aggressively. Don't sit around like a spiritual couch potato. Now listen, I'm simply sharing what I feel is an immediate word for a number of people, not just one, that have relinquished and just listening, knowing that so much of the stuff you hear from Steve and others are so real, and you know the time is short, but God wants you to take an aggressive approach to these end days. And it begins with renouncing defeat and deciding there's not a possibility that you're going to allow another day to go on where you're not going to allow the blood of Christ, the Spirit of God, and the living Savior to strengthen and heal and build and renew your life. As I said with that scripture, very clearly, the writer talks about he will rise again. Because if you look in the verse prior, he's going to trust Christ. He's going to trust God. So I'm going to just urge you right now in the midst of this, well, first night on the glimpses of actual future history. Yours. Not just the world, but yours. Believer in Christ, God doesn't will that you be defeated, ineffective. That comes from the harassment and the lies. And even if you say inside there, there's that lie that says you'll never be strong enough, you'll just fall again. Lies! Lies! You need to rise up. Take hold of what God has already given you. Reaffirm the living Christ, the Spirit of God, the blood of Christ, the Word of God. Stand up again and surrender and ask God to fill you and clothe you, wash you. Stand up and sink your heart into the Word of God, desiring and stating, never again will I allow this to occur. Never again will I fall such as this. Yes, Peter fell at one time, even cussed and denied that he even knew the Lord at once. In his depression and spiritual warfare, he was defeated. Once he returned, because Jesus knew his future. Because Jesus is all about the sovereign power of God, that he who begins a good work in your life will carry it on to completion. Get up, my friend. Get up, my dear believer and brother and sister in Christ. Rise again. You know it's the enemy, so go ahead and state it. Don't gloat over me, my enemy. You stand up and ask the Lord to rebuke the enemy. You rebuke the enemy. You stand up and acquire and acknowledge the authority of Christ and the power of the Spirit of God and the power of the Word of God. And you begin to move. Be diligent, and you shall not only be restored, you shall become stronger, spiritually broader, spiritually more capable, and spiritually more fruitful than you've ever been in all of your life. God is just waiting for you to do it. Get up. Now listen, I'm telling you that this doesn't happen all the time, that I'm always very cautious to make sure, but I'm telling you, as the Holy Spirit of God guides and leads, he has literally taken me about 15 minutes out of the regular message tonight to speak to what I can literally in my spirit, in my heart, see the dim weakened eyes of a believer who has defeat swelling in their emotions. It stems back from some things that occurred, and you're going to have to repent of bitterness. You're going to have to get up and forgive. You do it by obedience. The feelings will come. You get up and stand and step out in obedience, and the Spirit of God will then begin to flood into your whole life. Everything will change. Everything will change for you. And so, if we're talking about a series on glimpses of actual future history, well, maybe God's dealing with yours. Maybe before God's concerned that you see the world and actual future history of the world, it is the personal, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God that cares about you. And another lie lodged, another one of those flaming lying arrows of the enemy has been that you've been forgotten. No, the problem is you have forgotten the promises of God. You have forgotten the words God has spoken. That is the problem. And God is specifically, and I'm telling you that there are some of you that are going to feel the burning of the Spirit of God in your spirit, in your heart. You're going to feel the hope begin to rise again. You're going to feel that you can stand up and dance again and walk again and serve again in not only the power you once knew, but God wants to take you farther and broader and deeper. Acts 9:22, talking about Saul of Tarshish who got saved and filled with the Spirit of God. It says that he began to grow more and more powerful. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's what God wants you to do. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. With a sense of urgency and a sense of passion and a very exciting sense of the Holy Spirit's fire, I'm going to do this new series, An Aggressive Approach. It's all about training believers in how to see, how to know, how to walk, how to act, how to battle and fight for your families and fight for the lost and fight against darkness and use the equipment that God has given in Christ. Don't relinquish your nation. Don't relinquish your city. Don't relinquish your church. Don't relinquish your family. And don't relinquish your life when there is incredible, sovereign, oh my goodness, hope and power and change and transformation that Jesus Christ can bring to you. May the blood of Jesus and may the Spirit of God in power, again, strike all those that are listening, Lord. Bless and build and bring up all those, and may revival spread. May revival truly spread. May those who do not know Christ, in hearing all that you're hearing now, if you sense a different spirit and a different presence and power than the dark presence or the counterfeit presence, the finite presence that you've been involved with, then the invitation is to come out of all of the deception, of all of the alternative counterfeit. Come to a Savior who gave his life for you, who surrendered his life for you, experiencing and tasting death for you, experiencing and tasting death, defeating hell, rising from the dead. Oh, my friends, maybe this first night, maybe the title, the finite, the infinite, the omnipresent, omniscient, guessing or factual, actual future history. Maybe it's all about you on a personal level. See, God knows your personal, actual future history. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not about fatalism. He knows all the decisions, all the encounters, all the contingencies, everything could be, would be, should be, could have been, should have been. He knows all that. And he's constantly speaking to bring the best into our personal present life that brings effect into our life tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. If the Lord was not to return for a number of years, realize that a couple of years from now, God knows how strong, how powerful, how knowledgeable, how fruitful you could be. But if you don't invest in growing in the Lord, in the Word of God, and then doing the works of Jesus consistently to where you have experiential knowledge of the Word, experiential knowledge in battle, spiritual warfare battle, and experiential knowledge in doing God's will, winning the lost, praying for the healing of sick individuals, and yes, trampling the dark side, casting out demonic presence. If you don't start today, then tomorrow there's really no change. Decisions you make right now in a 1 hour broadcast that I'm telling you I know is supernatural by God's providence and God's hand in it. Decisions you make right now about what you're going to invest your life in. You ever read in James chapter 4? You ever read where it talks about submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you? That's all about possibilities. That's about God telling us where we need to be that will affect the next day and the next day and the next day. Listen, if you're a weak believer and you live this way for months and months and months and years and years and years, you remain that way. But if you submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God, if you do what it says, the Holy Spirit says in chapter 1 of James, you'll be blessed. You're going to grow. You're going to become more powerful. And whatever the future brings, whatever's going to come tomorrow, the next day, next month, being stronger, being broader, being deeper, being wider in Christ, being more fruitful. May your life come to the point where you make massive impact for Christ. May your life come to the point where you're going to be just absolutely bringing heaven's merciful, grace-filled shockwaves to families and friends in the city you live in. A believer in the will of God, in obedience to Christ, clothed with that power, knowing experientially some of the depths as they continue to grow, that's the kind of believer that will bring spiritual shockwaves to work, to school, to the neighborhood, to your family, to your church, to your city. Maybe right into the military where you're at. Maybe right into the political system where you're at. Why do we relinquish all of the rest of these areas to the enemy's camp, which you know he's going to take, and we sit back and do nothing? Biggest need right now, believers, seeing the possibilities that God has and that can be done, repenting for our lack, our dim view. Sometimes I'm convinced conspiracy theorists, even in and among the Christian camp, see the darkness so big, so broad, so wide that, and all that's coming, the Antichrist and everything else, that you feel like Goliath is breathing down your neck and you need to hide in the rocks. You need to back up and hide in the rocks and stay up there away from Goliath's breath. Up in the rocks, nothing supernatural occurred. Up in the rocks, no hand of God, no power of God, no providence of God, no might of God, no speaking of God, no miracle of God up in the rocks. Down in the field where there was a passion for the glory of God and a passion against radical satanic evil, where there was a little guy that went out on the field in faith in his God and in the power of God and incensed with this radical evil. That's where the miracle and the power and the presence of God was displayed. That's where the enemy was defeated and the glory of God was manifested. What are you going to do? My friend, what are you going to do? Once alive, but now dead? A strong word, I believe in the Spirit of God, is this: get over it, and get over it now. You are needed to stand at attention, to become powerful in Christ, and God, in the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, says you can. You must. Christians, there is the judgment seat of Christ. For all that we've done, whether good or bad in the body. Let me say this. If we retreat to the rocks and hide out like spiritual chickens, what good is that? What demonstration? Where's the faith? Where's the rock-solid obedience? Where's the lives of a believer that will lay their entire existence in the hands of the infinite God who visited the cross and gave all of Him for you? Well, listen, as we talk about the glimpses of actual future history, and I'm going to say again, and I know that I'm going to get emails from some, God is speaking into your life. Write me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Let me know how God has spoken into your life tonight, because literally half of this show now has been altered. God knew the future. He knew the actual. I had some things planned. Maybe you thought that I had other things planned, but I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of God has broadened the plan. Has broadened the plan for tonight. We're going to talk about all week glimpses of actual future history. Some people look at the past to try to gauge the future. And again, this can be very limited, inaccurate. But we try to do it all the time. We try to gauge how we've done things in the past, how we'll do things in the future, where we're going to drive, all the kinds of things. And we try to gauge the coming future by how some things occurred in the past. Some people look at trends. Number two, there's a thing called trends. Megatrends. A book came out years ago. Alvin Toffler, dealing with the third wave, and the futurologists rely upon trends, studying in massive research trends that are going on, what people are into, what people believe, and doing research. And they can come out with some predictions. There's a third area, technology, like WebBot. And there are computer technologies, the WebBot project specifically. You can take a look at that. I don't have time to talk about it tonight. But technologies that will also try to, well, calculate the research, crunch the numbers, and come out with some type of prediction about future activity, things that will occur. So number one, the past. Number two, trends. Number three, technology. They're all being used today on personal levels and on broader levels. It's part of what we do in politics and military. But there's a fourth level that has been now engaged in the broadest sense ever in human history. The fourth level is supernatural. People that are looking to Nostradamus, because it involves some level of supernatural prediction. Edgar Cayce. Psychics of today. The big trend is going to be remote viewers. Those that are pulling down the data from the Akashic Records. Supernaturalism involves two sides of the fence. Clearly, there are the fallen, finite spirits that have, that are, and will, and will, as never before in human history, bring about prophetic elements about life, whether it's personal life, where psychics and others will give, guided by supernatural presence, give predictions for personal life, predictions for... Listen, they did this in the White House with astrologers. Hillary Clinton did this with looking for communication from a past president's wife, a dead, you know, seeking information from the dead. And now there's been the practice of voodoo by a relative of Barack Obama in America, in the White House. Never mind the fact that there are thousands now of remote viewers. And there's predictions. And whether it's the past or the trends or the technology issues, it's also true with finite spirituality. Because in all of finite spirituality, there are vast limitations. Not even the fallen cherub Satan himself has the infinite ability of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. When it comes to the Spirit of God's prophetic revelation about the coming events in the world, they're written down purposely. Why do you think they were given to us? Why do you think they were the selected things that God has given? If you know anything about Scripture, that it's all specifically selected, the best of the best of the information is given, and we have massive prophetic revelation about actual future history, the coming chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the massive persecution of believers worldwide, the two witnesses that are going to come, the opening of the abyss, the attack on Israel, the global satanic ritual that draws the kings of the earth, and a super military to Armageddon, given by the infinite, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Spirit of God, infallible, unchangeable. We're going to look at why God has given these things, this insight. Everything God has spoken in the prophetic realm has been either 100% accomplished already or going to be. Listen, my friends, we're at the end of the hour. May God minister to those whom this show has spoken. Listen, God's speaking to your heart, your life. And I pray for you right now. Hey, this is, remember us in your prayers too. Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. God bless you tonight.